Welcome. You're in the mix with Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT plus community. Now, here's your host, Ty Mitch.
This call is being recorded.
Maceo!
Hey.
Hey, it's Mitchie. What's going on?
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You are officially on Top Gay Music.
Yay! I'm excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, we're happy to have you. So, how old are you?
You said how old am I?
Yes.
I am 32.
32 years old, and here at Top Gay Music, we don't like to assume anything. So what do you identify as?
I don't know. I just, you know what? That question is a perplexing one for me. I just identify as myself. I'm just Maceo. I don't really care about, I'm not going to say I don't care about it, because it is important to a lot of people out there to have self-identifying properties about themselves and making sure that people pronounce their pronouns correctly. But I just don't care. As long as you call me Maceo, call me by my name and respect me, that's all I care about. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, basically to answer the question, he, him, his, you know, I identify
so
as a
yourself,
gay male.
Okay. That's where I was. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So when did you know music was an outlet for you to express yourself creatively?
So that was probably right around the time I was in middle school. I was in an art class. Actually, I was in an art magnet program in middle school. And my initial, I guess, go-to thing was designing and fashion design, and I wanted to draw and create, and I kind of wanted to be like a cartoonist in some aspects, mm-hmm. because I really liked creating different characters and drawing different anime like characters that I grew up watching. But outside of that, I always had a passion for singing, but it just wasn't like, oh, that's something I really want to do. Like, mm-hmm. I think for me, music was like a good outlet for me. I would say probably around 6th or 7th grade. I had a lot of stuff going on, as we all do around that time in middle school, like, you know, trying to, I guess, kind of figure out who we are as individuals. Right. And, you know, around that time, a lot of people can either bully you or pick on you, because we're all at that awkward phase in life. And, you know, that wasn't really explained to me growing up. So music was always my outlet. Like, if I heard a song, I would just, like, I didn't even realize I was doing this. I would just study the song and, like, try to mimic what the person on the radio was doing. I have been doing that since I was a baby, but it just, like, kind of grew and grew and grew. And I just kind of, I guess, started hearing myself, and I'm like, oh, I kind of sound good. And I just kept doing it, and it just fueled my passion to want to sing, because that was my outlet.
Yeah, that sounds like pretty much the story that I have. I tapped into it when I've always been a singer, but the rapping side, I tapped into it when I was in high school and things like that. And Nicki Minaj,
really,
obviously, was my idol and still is my queen. And I was like, if she could do it, I could do it. And we kind of like grew up together. That's my sister. what is your relationship? I mean, what is your opinion about the relationship between the LGBT community and the music industry?
I feel like there's a conversation. I don't feel like there's really a relationship, because if you look at the way the music industry has transitioned into this big, almost indie platform. Like, if you notice, like, a lot of artists aren't really being, like, quote-unquote discovered anymore. Not through, like, the general channels, like, that they used to be, like, through a record company or a talent scout or a record label A&R. Like, people are being discovered through different avenues. So, especially now with the way that social media is, like, a lot of people are building and developing their own platforms and developing their own labels. So I feel like there's a conversation where, you know, if you do get a certain quote-unquote amount of clout and steam rolling behind you, like, people are buzzing and talking about you, and there may be some interest, but I feel like there, I would say, I don't know, because, like, when I think of people like Big Freedia, when I think of people like Santana, when I think about people who, I don't know, it's kind of hard because I don't really see the machines behind them that I see behind other people. So I can't really say that there's any type of relationship. That's why I said there's a conversation. Like, I feel like there's enough of placement where people will put them in certain, I guess, avenues or channels to get seen or recognized, but there's not really like a full-blown machine behind them. But I don't even really feel like we need a machine, because if you can just see what people are doing on their own, you know, it's kind of like, well, what's the point of a label, or what's the point of a music industry person behind a gay person? Because we make the industry. We are the makeup, the hair, the designs, the creativity, the muses. We're all of that. Like, we shape what the industry is.
Yes. And when I think about people like T.S. Madison that, you know, started and is really self-made, and now she is on WeTV, and she has her own show on WeTV right now. And so I can attest to the fact that we, as Black people, we've always worked with what we had to make more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We always, you know, we're never starving. Like, even when I think about to slavery, the house slaves, they would take off the top the food. Like, if they were in the kitchen, they would take their food for their family off the top and then serve the rest to you know, the owner of the plantation's family and things like that. So we've always made do with what we had, and we've always, you know, made it for the better good and to make it bigger, you know, make it more better for us in the future.
Right.
So what are you currently working on? What are you brewing? What's in the pot?
Right now I'm just really working on myself, doing a lot of writing right now. I'm doing some reading. I'm just trying to figure out what direction I'm trying to go in. I can kind of give a little bit of a teaser as far as, like, that an album is definitely on the way. I won't say when or what time frame, but it's on the way because, you know, I've released 4 projects and I feel like it's time for me, well, 4 EPs, I should say, and I feel like it's time for me to really just show entirely who I am as a person versus just kind of giving little snippets or pieces of who I am.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely fully, like, really get into that, because content is everything. And 2021 is all about content and monetization and capitalizing off of our creativity, because I'm tired of the heterosexual people coming in and taking our culture from us. without giving us our due. Sick of it. I'm so sick of it.
And I mean, that's definitely one aspect of it. I think for me personally, with trying to release this project, because I definitely do agree with what you're saying. For me, I am in a state of, I guess, healing and self-reflection. So I'm really trying to pour myself into my writing and into my sound and my music. And I'm really trying to allow this album to be therapy for me. And I hope it can be really therapeutic for a lot of other people, especially given what we've gone through in this past year and are still somewhat going through right now.
Yes, because contrary to popular belief, music is the universal language. Music, and when I say language, it's not like there are songs in Spanish that people that don't even know Spanish, they feel moved by. There are songs that I've heard in Italian, Nessun Dorma, that Aretha Franklin sung when she was a stand-in for, I forgot the guy's name, but that song moved me, and it wasn't even, I didn't even know what was being said, you know what I'm saying? So music is really the universal language, and it's the healing language. And I feel as though those that are talented and those that are gifted in this arena to express ourselves creatively, I think that we should do it with our whole hearts. And I'm happy that you are, and that you found your, you know, your outlet to express yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this platform, I really wanted to give a voice. I really want to give a voice to the artists and the mindset behind the music. And because it was a promotional tool for me at once. And then I said, you know what, we're going to clear house. And then we're going to, I want people to know, and I want the industry or whoever listens and whoever doesn't know how we feel, because a lot of people probably don't even know how we feel as people within the LGBT community when it pertains to the music industry and the injustices that we see. So I wanted this platform to be that, alongside with, you know, promotion and, you know, things like that. But if there's one thing that you want to say to the top gay music community, what would it be?
I would say don't apply so much pressure on yourself to try to, I guess, reach some type of status of perfection, because I for one, definitely suffer, just speaking for myself personally, I suffer from wanting to be perfect. And just like being honest, like, I work a 9-to-5 in addition to my music. So, you know, I feel like there's a certain level of perfection that I have to achieve so people can't, I guess, see the cracks. And I think that's the people being able to see the cracks and people being able to see, like, your flaws, that's what makes you more relatable. It does expose you to a lot more, but I would say don't put so much pressure on yourself to try to be perfect. And I feel like in our community, and well, just in the LGBTQ plus community, we really try to strive to these standards that other people are trying to live to. And we also put a lot of pressure on ourselves to try to live up to heteronormative, I don't even know if I said the word right, but we really try to set ourselves to this hetero standard where we are trying to live up to them so that they can't see us for who we really are. You know, I guess to feel like we need to be assimilated into that culture. And that's the thing. Like, we really don't. We're set apart from that for a reason. Like, there's a reason why so many people gravitate towards, like, quote unquote, gay culture or the gay world, or, you know, just the trying to be in the life, because they're so fascinated. They want to some people want to understand it, and some people are, you know, fighting against it, and some people are afraid of it, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I would say just try not to beat yourself down if you're not perfect, because nobody's perfect and nobody will be perfect. Just be yourself and, you know, just let things flow in life.
Right. And I too feel the same way when we talk about perfectionists and things like that. And everybody, you know, when you're an artist, you want to put your best foot forward, and you're sensitive about your shit. Erykah Badu. sometimes it can get in the way of progression, you know, when you're on the way to your destination, and you're thinking too much about, you know, a certain hurdle or whatever you're going through. Sometimes it can get in the way of you know, progression, and I definitely hear what you're saying about that. Where can we find your social medias and your music and all the things, Maceo? Tell the people where they can find you, girl.
So you can find me on Instagram at Macy_Cray. So that's Macy_Cray. So not Macy Gray, but Macy Cray. You can also find me on Twitter. I think my Twitter handle is the same thing as well. Yep, it's Macy_Cray. And if you want to, like, backtrack and see a lot of my content and, like, get a backstory on me, I do have a website, and that's www.maceo3.com. And that's Maceo3.com.
I've been following you for a while, and I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your time with me and coming up here and talking to me and, you know, talking to the people in the world about who you are, and just, you know, giving a little introduction about who you are and what you stand for and what you believe in. And I thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And I hope to be back on here again, hopefully, with my new project.
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait. Make sure you DM me any information or anything, you know, if you want to work in the future or have an exclusive project that you want to release or anything. We would definitely set an episode aside to adhere to that.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Maceo.
You're welcome, Mitchie. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT+ community. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Top Gay Music to get new, fresh weekly content. Until next time, never let your voice be silenced.